USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday released a text of the budget resolution through which Democrats plan to pass $3.5 trillion worth of agenda items along party lines, including massive government benefit programs and climate spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says we can expect more inflation.
Said a $3.5 trillion debt bomb that's going to be launched on society. It's also the major component of Joe Biden's transformation of America. This is a social reformation of our nation like we've never seen before.
This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Senate is set to pass an infrastructure bill. Wes Pry has what's in the bill from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday.
Pfizer is now awaiting full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found 3 in 10 unvaccinated adults say they would be more inclined to get the vaccine if it was fully approved. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The nation's education secretary is telling those against mask mandates not to be the reason schools are interrupted. Miguel Cardona saying teachers have bent over backwards for students this year, telling CBS News 60% of them have already been vaccinated against coronavirus. He understands people are tired of masking up, but says keeping kids safe is the most important thing, and that will help them return to the classroom. As far as if science backs up that decision to mask up kids, Dr. Marty McCrary, he's a Fox News medical contributor.
What I've seen out there is that people are saying, you know, I'm okay with my kid wearing a mask in order to appease the teachers union to make sure they get there in person. And that's a reasonable argument, but it's not a medical argument. And we've assumed zero harm with masks. And the reality is, that's not true. There may be zero harm for a matter of months or weeks. But when you talk about coming on 2 years now with kids being masked, they're losing the human connection. They're not visualizing the mouth as people speak to them, and it impacts phonetic development, and cases of anxiety and depression are related to altered breathing. These are things that we have to consider. They're not benign. Masks are not 100% harmless.
Ohio is set to be home to Peloton's first factory in the United States, a groundbreaking ceremony taking place on Monday in the village of Lucky. Once complete, the factory will create more than 2,100 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.